This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both Houses of Parliament have given their approval to refer the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. The objective of the bill is to make the use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved a motion in the Lok Sabha to refer the bill to a JPC comprising members of both the houses for wider consultations. The committee will consist of 21 members from the Lok Sabha nominated by the Speaker and 10 members from the Rajya Sabha nominated by the Chairman. The committee will submit its report to this House by the last day of the first week of the winter session. Today is the last day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The session, which began on the 20th of last month, will conclude today. The Rajya Sabha is scheduled to take up the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2026 today for consideration and passage. Both the Houses of Parliament are also scheduled to take up private members' business today. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Sangeet Natak Akademi Fellowships and Awards for 2024 and 2025 over 115 artists in a special investiture ceremony in New Delhi today. Union Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Minister of State for Culture Rao Inderjeet Singh will remain present on the occasion. The protest by candidates over alleged irregularities in the 14th JPSC examination in Jharkhand is continuing, a report.
The candidates are fully mobilized, demanding an impartial investigation into the alleged discrepancies in the 14th JPSC exam and action against those responsible. In this regard, an important meeting of the core committee of the JPSC-JSSC Reform Forum was held in Ranchi. The future strategy of the movement was discussed in detail during the meeting, and the students reiterated their resolve to continue their protest until the demands are met. Meanwhile, the issue of the lathi charge on protesting students a few days ago has now reached Delhi. BJP MPs staged a protest in the Parliament complex, strongly opposing the Jharkhand government and reiterating their demand for a CBI probe into the entire controversy. For Akashvani News, this is Poonam Kerketa reporting from Ranchi.
The Punjab and Haryana High Court has stayed the appointment process for the post of 454 pharmacy officers over allegations of a paper leak in recruitment, the examination for which was held on the 19th of last month. The posts were advertised by Baba Farid University of Health Sciences in Faridkot. The next hearing of the case has been scheduled on the 17th of next month. Prime Minister Modi today said that a person who possesses the determination, perseverance and courage to turn adverse circumstances into favorable ones is never defeated by the challenges of life. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, Mr. Modi highlighted that through continuous effort and unwavering resolve, a person moves forward and ultimately achieves success. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal and Orissa today, following the formation of a low pressure area over the North Bay of Bengal. According to IMD, places over Chhattisgarh are expected to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall till tomorrow. Pakistan Air Force carried out airstrikes in Balochistan's Surab district yesterday, killing more than 30 civilians, including women and children, and injuring dozens. In a statement, Republic of Balochistan Group claimed that Pakistani Army and Air Force carried out extensive bombing and firing in civilian areas of Gudar locality. Sensex opened 0.19% higher at 78,112. Nifty slipped marginally by 0.02% to 24,432. And in sports, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, and the Afghanistan Cricket Board, ACB, have confirmed that Afghanistan will host India for a three-match T20 international series at the Arun Jaitley Cricket Stadium in Delhi from the 13th to the 17th of next month. The series is part of Afghanistan's future tours program and will be played in India, where Afghanistan has hosted its home fixtures in recent years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.